Here's a check on stories we're following on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast, mainly sunny and continued hot and humid today, a high near 90. More clouds tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms likely late in the afternoon, possibly some heavy rain. And Wednesday becoming sunny again and pleasant, this time temperatures in the mid-70s. In Connecticut, two local school districts are risking losing state funding if they continue to use Native American-related nicknames for their sports teams. The 837-page state budget authorization bill the General Assembly passed this week includes that provision. An effort to end the use of such mascots, the bill heads to Governor Ned Lamont's desk for signature. Nanawag High School, which serves Region 14 towns of Woodbury and Bethlehem, has used the Chiefs nickname for its sports teams, while teams at Wamoga Regional High School in Litchfield, which serves Region 6 towns of Warren, Morris, and Goshen, are the Warriors. For Nanawag and Wamoga to continue using their nicknames without penalty, local officials will need to receive a written letter of support from a state or federally recognized Native American tribe by June 30, 2023. Local officials have also have time to inform the state of their intentions to change the name, symbol, or image of a school team by June 30th, 2024 to avoid penalty. If neither of those conditions are met, the towns will be disqualified from receiving state grants from the Mashantucket, Pequot, and Mohican Fund after June 30th, 2023. That account is funded with the state's 25% share of slot machine revenues generated at the two casinos owned and operated by the federally recognized Mashantucket, Pequot, and Mohican tribes. A sweeping plan unveiled this weekend would merge Litchfield and Region 6 school districts into a new Region 20 district that would feature one high school and one middle school. The plan, a recommendation of work groups representing each school district, was presented by Christopher Leone, superintendent of both districts, during a meeting of boards of education of both those districts at Wamogo. Litchfield and Region 6 discussed the merging in the past, the last time in 1993, but have never brought a proposal to voters. That could happen this November. However, if the process laid out and the recommendation is followed by school boards, the boards in July are scheduled to discuss the recommendation and consider moving it to hearings in Litchfield and the Region 6 towns of Warren, Morris, and Goshen in August. First congressional district leaders in Massachusetts are testifying at a hearing today. Residents of the congressional district, which include the Berkshires, get a chance today to weigh in on the upcoming redistricting process. The Massachusetts Legislature's Special Joint Committee on Redistricting will meet at 6 p.m. tonight for a virtual hearing. Area residents can view the hearing, which will be recorded for later viewing, at MALEGISLATURE.gov. They also can sign up to testify at the hearing. Legislative maps are redrawn every 10 years after the U.S. Census. Well, the Nutmeg Conservatory founder was honored in a delayed ceremony a day after Sharon Dante, founder of the Nutmeg Conservatory, learned she was being named United Way Northwest Connecticut Women's Leadership Initiative's 2020 Woman of the Year. The pandemic arrived in the state. Governor Lamont declared a state of emergency after two residents tested positive. The state shutdown followed and plans for a celebration were put off. Well, now more than a year later, Dante finally was honored in a small outdoor gathering at the Torrington Historical Society garden space with only a handful of people in attendance. Also recognized were Gail Olson of Ducey Kitchens with the Lifetime Achievement Award and the League of Women Voters of Litchfield County as Organizations of the Year. A story by Ruth Epstein in this weekend's Republican American, a movement to scrutinize the work of the Northwest Hills Council of Governments, has spurred support for the organization. The Northwest Council of Governments is a coordinating body for the leaders of 21 area municipalities. Among its goals is to provide a forum for local officials to discuss issues of mutual concern, promote regional cooperation, and direct various initiatives to enhance government planning. Barkhamsen First Selectman Donald Stein, chairman of the board, spoke of the value of the organization, which follows all rules of state and works with all communities. Recently, however, though, there's been some criticism aimed at the organization by citizens of Northwest Corner towns. Joanne Watersack of Cornwall is one of those critics. She sent out a large-scale mailing titled Eye on the Cog, which she outlined her reasoning. Town Hall in Hillsdale is reopening today, but appointments are strongly preferred. In Kent today, the Council of Governments special meeting at 9 a.m., Architectural Review Board special meeting at 5:30, Park and Rec regular meeting at 7 p.m., Salisbury Board of Education has a Zoom meeting tonight at 5:30. Regular board meeting for Millerton, New York at 6 p.m. That will be on Facebook Live, the town of Dover. Planning board meeting is set for tonight as well. In Salisbury at 6:30, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set at Town Hall. Town of Sheffield Select Board, their meeting is being held at Town Hall, second floor, tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow, the Armenia Republican primary. Registered Republican voters can cast their ballots in this year's primary election for whom they want to represent them on the Republican ticket for Armenia Town Supervisor and for the Armenia Town Board when the general election rolls around. Come November, you can also elect two members to the Dutchess County Republican Committee on the 22nd. Ballots for the Republican primary for the Dutchess County Republican Committee. Gene Rebillard and Rossville Stephanopoulos are running against longtime committee member Mark Doyle. For town supervisor, newcomer Julie Duran of the newly created Armenia Strong Party would be running against incumbent town supervisor Victoria Perotti. Newcomers James Vitellio and Brad Rebillard are running on the Armenia Strong line as well as the GOP line for town board against incumbents Jane Morris and Michelle Sumoji. Morris and Sumoji are both running for their second terms. Coming up tomorrow in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting. That is set for 5:30 tomorrow at Town Hall. Falls Village tomorrow, special meeting at 7 o'clock of the Board of Education. In Cornwall tomorrow, the Economic Development Commission has a Zoom meeting at 7:30 in the evening. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a meeting coming up on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Town of Pine Plains has a special meeting for the Town of Pine Plains Planning Board. Their special meeting is on Wednesday at 7:30. Region 1 Board of Education Personnel Subcommittee meeting on Thursday at 10 a.m. via Zoom. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise continues on June 24th with Stash every Thursday from 6 till 9 p.m., rain or shine. Ankrum Opera House has free virtual summer play lab events in its second year. It returns with works in progress, showings of two new commissioned music theater pieces and artist-led workshops. This runs through June 25th at the Ankrum Opera House. More information, ankrumoperahouse.org. Marianne Palermo and the First Take Band will perform free shows every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the River House Performance Space located at 331 Route 183 in Housatonic, Massachusetts. Bring your lawn chair and dine while enjoying a variety of music overlooking the Housatonic River. That comes up on the 25th. Friday's extra special in Norfolk, Connecticut, with the advent of summer-long series of events on the Village Green this Friday the 25th at 6 p.m. Lawn games on the green with Boutel School PTO. Southern Berkshire Amateur Radio Club holding their annual field day emergency drill the weekend of the 26th and 27th. Visitors are welcome to see ham radios in action, actually operate on the air under club supervision. The event will be held in Armenia at 80 Depot Hill Road. Operations begin Saturday afternoon at 2. Continue through the night until Sunday at noon. Follow the amateur radio field day signs. For more information, 860-435-0051. Berkshire Bach Society presents a benefit concert of works by J.S. Bach. That'll be on Saturday at 5 p.m. at the First Congregational Church, Main Street in Great Barrington, berkshirebach.org/events. On Saturday, June 26th at 2:30, Broadband Connecting the Rojan Community. Join members of the local community and county broadband committees to learn about what's been done to bring broadband to all in the community. It'll be held at the Roloff Jansen Park at Hilltop Barn. On Sunday at 3 o'clock, a concert in the park, an afternoon American popular song. Scott Heff, keyboard, Jay Bradley, drums, Wanda Houston, vocals, celebrates their 16th year of performing jazz, but they'll also find influences from all sorts of music. This is done with the support of Governor Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, administered in Columbia County by Greene County Council of the Arts, and create resources on enriching arts, technology, and education. This happens at the concert in the park series beginning at 3 o'clock. The Stissing Triathlon is going to take place Sunday, June 27th. They're thrilled that the event is back on for 2021. Athletes from all over the country come to Pine Plains to participate in this event. There'll also be a barbecue held at the Lions Club Pavilion. You're invited to come one, come all. Observers are welcome. More information at trysignup.com/Pine Plains/Stissing Triathlon. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybankandtrust.com, and by Viali Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialiinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start the day off today at 33,290.08, the NASDAQ at 14,030.38, and the S&P 500 at 4166.45. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.